Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. I cannot wait to hear what happens with Odie's adventure. And guess what? I want right now you to grab some Play-Doh or some paper or something artsy, and I want you to create Odie the Otter. And on Instagram, we are going to have a contest, which I will explain all those details at the end of our episode. Get your art supplies ready for Odie. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a cold morning as Odie was waking up, realizing that he was very confused of what was going on, and there were some very loud noises. Beep, 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 beep. All kinds of loud noises that Odie had never heard before. And all of a sudden, a very large, strange creature came up out of nowhere and picked him up. Oh no! Is he gonna eat me? Odie thought to himself. But no, that was not an alien creature trying to eat Odie. That was actually a person coming to help him. You see, last night when Odie was trying to follow his family, he accidentally got very, very lost and had wandered all the way onto a construction site. And that is who found him. One very amazing construction worker who reached down and pulled Odie out of the mud. Oh my, poor little guy. Come on here. Oh, you're freezing cold, said the construction worker as he pulled Odie up to him and wrapped him up in his flannel jacket. Odie realized how warm it was. Oh, that feels so good. I was so cold, said Odie. None of the construction workers knew what to do with this baby otter. Some of them jumped onto some four-wheelers and drove around the forest looking for a river or pond, but they couldn't even find one. That is how lost Odie had become. While Odie was still curled up in that warm flannel jacket, he overheard one of the workers talking on the phone about somebody else coming to pick him up. Ooh, that sounds like a fun adventure. Maybe I'll make some new friends, Odie thought to himself. It was just then that those two new friends arrived. You see, they were people that loved animals so much that they did it as like their job. Yeah, they could take in animals who needed a short place to stay to get, you know, some food in their tummies and warmed up a little bit so that they could be released back into the wild. Over the next couple weeks, Odie regained his strength. I wish you could have seen him as he splished and splashed. He was one very happy little river otter. And as you're drawing or creating your picture about Odie the otter, just know that he has a very cute big nose and two little eyes and flipper hands. Oh, he's absolutely adorable. Oh, and his very specially built tail for swimming through the water. It's almost like a paddle. Don't forget that part. You see, over these next couple weeks, his caretakers would bring Odie to different rivers and ponds and try and introduce him to some otter groups. But unfortunately, Odie didn't really like those rafts. Remember, rafts is the word for a group of otters? And every group of otters has a different thing that they're really good at or they like to do. And Odie, he always dreamed of being a part of something bigger. Bigger than himself and almost even bigger than any other raft of otters. Little did he know that a very big purpose lay ahead of him, not that far away. One day, his caretakers brought him out to the Middle Fork Savannah, which is a beautiful savanna in northern Illinois that is a perfect place for Odie to run around and splish and splash in some of the rivers nearby. As he jumped into the river and swam around, the cool water felt so good on his fur. He swam over to the edge and bumped into a new creature.
Hey, you scared me there. You just came out of nowhere, said the little spider.
Hi, my name is Odie. Are you a wolf spider?
Yes, I'm a wolf spider. I may be little, but I'm getting bigger every day. And yes, my name is Ralphie. It's very nice to meet you, Odie.
It's very nice to meet you too, Ralphie. I'm visiting here. You see, I don't actually live here, but I'm looking for a new place to live. Can you tell me about this savanna here? Ralphie went on to tell Odie all about the Middle Fork Savanna in Lake Forest. It's a beautiful place. You should go there someday if you live nearby. There's trails to walk on. And Ralphie is about to tell Odie about one of the most important pieces of the Middle Fork Savanna.
Yes, you see, there's a man that lives here. His name is Mr. Rob. I'm pretty sure you would like him. He takes care of the Middle Fork Savanna and protects it from all the bad guys out there. But he's super duper cool.
Wow, he's a protector? Said Odie. Huh, that sounds pretty cool. I think I kind of want to protect the Middle Fork Savanna from the bad guys. How do I do that? And it was just then that Odie heard something in the grass and turned around. It was a man kneeling down in the grass, and he said, "Why, hello there. Hi, my name's Mr. Rob, and I hear your name is Odie." Odie instantly jumped up out of the water, climbed up to the bank of the river, and started sniffing Mr. Rob. He had a nice, warm flannel jacket. One that looked just like the one that construction worker first wrapped him in. Odie needed to inspect it for himself. Mr. Rob started to laugh as Odie jumped inside of his flannel jacket and started running around, racing inside of the jacket that Mr. Rob was wearing. You should have seen it. The two of them instantly started rolling around in the grass, laughing hysterically. It was at that moment that Odie realized how special Mr. Rob was to the animal world. And that was actually just the beginning. You see, Odie now lives with Mr. Rob and has the best life ever, running all around the Middle Fork Savanna. And do you remember when Odie earlier talked about how he wanted to be a part of something bigger? Well, that has actually become true. Odie is now an advocate for otters and helps kids learn all about the importance not only of river otters in North America, but also why we need to take care of our rivers. As you're creating your picture of Odie the otter, you might as well add a superhero cape to Odie. Because he is one super otter. The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end. All right, my friends. Well, all the instructions for this contest are found at heymrjim.com/otters. That's OTTERS. Otters. So heymrjim.com/otters is where you can find all that information. Well, you see, Odie is, like I said, a real otter that lives at the Wildlife Discovery Center in Lake Forest, Illinois. It's an amazing place where Mr. Rob has found all these amazing animals that can no longer live in the wild, but they still deserve a very special place, not only in our hearts, but also helping teach us how amazing they are and how it's our job to make sure that animals like Odie get to live in the best of habitats all across the world. You can learn more about the Wildlife Discovery Center and Odie the otter. You can see a real picture of him on Instagram. So search for the Wildlife Discovery Center on Instagram today and follow them for all their amazing adventures that lie ahead. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next animal adventure. Bye!